There's nothing like teaching to help you truly learn. This is one reason we started the podcast. We want to get better. The market is ever changing and it always will change. And man, there's been a lot of big changes lately. And if you don't keep getting better, you'll fall behind.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hello, and welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. A lot of times people are starting to equate trading with pyramid schemes. We hear about my Forex funds being a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme, or we see people on Facebook trying to sell us the newest and greatest face lotion that if you get the next 3,000 people below you, well, you'll become a millionaire. Today, we're not going to be talking about those pyramids, though. We are going to be talking about the learning pyramid and how that relates to trading specifically. Levi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jordan. I'm doing great. This learning pyramid sounds a lot more boring than yeeting a bunch of money into a pyramid scheme and hoping you can become a millionaire by scamming a bunch of people below you. But meanwhile, I guess we could teach it, because I think while it's not as exciting, it is more useful than a pyramid scheme, unless of course you're at the top of it. So what we mean by the learning pyramid is essentially what you retain of the information that you're trying to intake. So anytime you learn something, day trade included, you only retain so much information. And anybody who's taken a class or gone to school or anything like that knows this. If you try to remember, it has not been a long time since I went to college. I remember essentially nothing from what I learned in college. In college, you kind of learn how to learn, maybe, and you get some connections. I didn't really know that at the time. Looking back, if I'd known what college was all about, I missed the entire point of college. Okay. Just this is a tangent, but let me just go on to this for real quick. If you go to college, just remember, college is not about learning. It's about connections, right? So you have a whole campus full of professionals and people who are, excel in their craft, and their whole point is to connect you and to teach you. And like, that's why a lot of the best ideas and best companies come from people who drop out of college, because those people, they didn't just drop out of college. They met people at college. They connected with people at college and they built a business and then they dropped out. So I didn't know that. And I thought college was about learning. You can learn, this is the age of the internet. You can learn anything, anytime, anywhere. So if you do go to college, just remember that you're not going to remember anything you learned from college. And we're going to go into why you don't remember anything you learn in college, because most of the stuff you learn in college, you just hear or you just read. And when you don't use it, you don't actually learn anything. And so there's this pyramid. Think in your head of a pyramid. And at the top is 5%. Right, we're going to split up this pyramid into chunks. So 5%, the pyramid is the learning pyramid. 5% of listening, you actually end up learning. So if you learn, if you listen to something, you only learn about 5% of it, right? And this is again really obvious in like school or college or whatever whatever class you took. If you hear something, you remember about 5% of it. It's like barely anything. That sounds crazy, but if you actually think about it, think back, you don't remember any of it because you heard it. And if you just hear stuff, you don't remember a whole lot of it.
I was just going to add, when it comes to, you said 5%, you learned about 5%. I would quibble with the terminology and say that we retain it, because to learn something doesn't mean you necessarily have to remember it, right? Because, for instance, I know how I learned how to rock climb, or I learned how to play the piano. But at this point, I don't actually remember a lot of the theory or anything. I just know how to do it. So right now, though, we're actually talking about retaining like theory, like we're because trading does involve quite a bit of theory, a lot of subconscious that we've talked about, but it does involve theory as well. And so that's what we're really discussing about today, especially how it relates to new traders. Because again, once you've hit that point where you are an experienced trader, just like an experienced a piano player or whatever it may be, you don't really have to try to think or pull up any of that theory. It's just there. So yeah, the great example, the top of the pyramid, it's the tiniest little slice. And when you listen to, let's say, a college lecture, as Levi said, yeah, you retain about 5% of that. And yeah, college means nothing. My own little tangent, I got my entire master's degree from an accredited college in 6 months. So you know, it doesn't really require a lot of effort to be able to actually get a lot of these degrees. Now, there are some, so I'm not bashing degrees. You need them to get a job a lot of times, but it's not all they're cracked up to be. Definitely don't go $200,000 in debt to get a degree in, you know, social sciences or something. If you're going to do that, just go become a doctor.
We went through lists, and that's about, you retain about 5%. What's next?
Yeah. So if you read it, then you retain about 10%. So physically seeing the words on a page, and I quibble a little bit with this pyramid because there are different types of learning styles, right? For me, it's actually the opposite. Like I would go in, and if I could listen to my teacher and they taught on the stuff that they were going to test on, I would ace the test. Like listening for me is actually 10%. Reading would be 5%, but it's going to be different for different people, but still principle applies. And then if you listen and read that information, and this is what college kind of attempts to do, and they even attempt to do more once we work our way down the pyramid, but the majority of it is going to be listening and reading in conjunction. So you listen, maybe you listen to a lecture on a certain subject, and then you go read about it in your book, you're going to retain about 20% of that information.
So working our way down, then we have demonstrate, right? So demonstrate is 30%. So you retain about 30% of what you demonstrate. This is kind of, and you kind of touched on this with college. This is your class, I guess, presentation, where you essentially just present, you regurgitate what you read or heard. And this is, by the way, different from teaching, in that you're not really trying to answer questions. You're not trying to work through problems. It's just, this is what I heard, this is what I read. And so here it is, right? Demonstrating. It's about, you know, 30%.
At 50% right now, you have discussing it. And this is where colleges, honestly, I think, get it all wrong. Like they try to apply it and they're like, oh, you got to participate in these discussions online, or you've got to participate in this forum or this. And we all know how that goes. Everyone puts in the least amount of work possible. You probably have to do it the night before it's due and put in some weird quick answers. Or now, I mean, honestly, now with ChatGPT, you just put in the prompt in ChatGPT and copy and paste and you call yourself good. But yes, if you can discuss then what you've read, you've listened to, demonstrated, and now you get into a discussion about it with someone else, kind of like what Levi and I do on this podcast. I mean, one of the reasons we started this podcast was actually for the ability for us to discuss some of the principles that we were learning, some of the things that we wanted to make sure we were retaining. So we were like, hey, let's discuss about it together, which is going to significantly, as you see, it's a big jump. It's 20% from demonstrating, from 30% all the way to discussing it together up to 50%. And that has a huge impact on the amount of information that you're actually going to retain in the long term, simply by discussing and talking it over with a friend.
Yeah. And this kind of touches on, by the way, our podcast a few weeks back, which was on community, right? So the difference between, you know, these discords where people, a lot of time, it is just demonstrating what you know on these discords, instead of having, you know, accountability and a friend, and so like what we do, which is really have being able to bounce back and forth and discuss and challenge each other, not with any egos, not with trying to, you know, demonstration is, and this is why I think there's a big jump from demonstrating to discussing, because demonstrating is, it's more of an ego thing where it's just, hey, this is what I know, look at it, right? Discussing is where you kind of have to kind of put your ego aside and take challenges and be able to have that accountability to discuss what you know, but then also be able to handle any challenges that are given to it. So if I'm discussing with Jordan something that that I'm learning or that I'm doing, I have to be prepared for him to go, well, that doesn't sound like a great idea. Like, what are you doing there? Right. And this is why discussing is so good. It's really good. And the things that when you really get into the weeds and discuss what you're learning, man, it really helps you retain that information in that process.
Yeah, discussion is a very, very powerful tool that I think is getting more and more maybe underutilized, I think, as in American culture anyway, with a lot of the polarization we're getting, we start seeing a lot less discussion. And I think the country's worse off for it. So yeah, that's without getting political. But the fact is, more discussion would always be a good thing, and being able to discuss things in a productive way. Sure. Next up is, of course, our biggest jump. So we go from 50% up to retaining 75% what you have learned, and that is through application. So this is now taking it from the theoretical, because everything we've discussed up until now is theory, listening, reading, demonstrating, even discussing. Like, let's be honest, most of the gurus you see on YouTube, they are at the discussion phase. They've been discussing trading, but they haven't applied it. And applying what you have learned and actually demonstrating and doing it is going to give you 75% retention. And I want to throw a caveat into this, because a lot of traders, I think that they are applying what they have learned, but they're simply not. They're applying applying their feelings to the market every single day, but they're not applying what they've actually learned. If they were applying what they'd actually learned, they would be making progress. And what I mean by this is, okay, so you go and you learn your strategy, or you listen to this podcast and you decide, okay, I'm going to do two pairs at two times, follow these rules. Well, now you need to actually go and apply those. And applying those rules and applying the dedication and discipline necessary in order to actually follow those rules, follow through with journaling every day, following through with getting, 1% better on your setups every day, improving your patience, etc. If you're not actively applying those skills on a daily basis, you're not actually applying. So you need to make sure that just sitting down and trading, you don't just think, oh, I'm applying what I'm learning. No, you're not. You have to be very, I would say, purposely applying what you have learned with a roadmap. And as Levi mentioned, yeah, with everyone. And Levi mentioned, having someone to keep you accountable to that is going to be hugely important.
I think you hit the nail on the head with application. It's not just applying what you want to do, which often, like for us day traders, what we want to do is take trades.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm applying what I learned by taking a bunch of trades. Yeah, but that's a small part of it. Like, taking trades is a very small part of day trading. The much larger part of day trading is not taking trades and knowing why you didn't take trades and journaling and all the stuff that, all the stuff, right? All the things we talk about. Applying isn't just doing the stuff you want. It's doing the stuff that you know you need to do and that you should do. And so applying the whole package. And then finally, the next jump. So we've gone from listen, we've then reading, then listening and reading, then demonstrating, then discussing, then applying. And finally, all the way at the bottom of the pyramid, the largest wedge, 90% of what you teach, it gets ingrained in your brain. There's nothing like teaching to help you truly, truly learn. And you touched on this before you mentioned it, discussing, this is one reason we started the podcast ourselves, because we want to get better. There's just the market is ever changing and it always will change. And man, there's been a lot of big changes lately. There's a lot of big changes with AI. There's a lot of big changes with, the market is constantly changing. And if you don't get better, if you don't keep getting better, you'll fall behind. And so we started, one of the reasons we started this podcast was because we wanted to teach what we know. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can't teach. And we've talked about this before. The majority of day trading, you can't teach. But we wanted to be able to bring what we do know and help ourselves while helping others. This was not just purely charitable. It was also selfish. We wanted to be able to take into account the fact at the bottom of this pyramid, we wanted to teach and be able to help ourselves learn. And man, it has. Just doing this podcast has been a real positive thing, not just getting the positive feedback from a lot of you guys. We really appreciate that. But also just the help that it's made in my own trading. It's been good. Just having a constant reminder. I learn stuff teaching, on this podcast. I go, oh yeah, that's a good point. And it's been helping my trading. So that's the bottom thing. Once you've started applying what you know, find someone to teach. You don't have to make a podcast. And you shouldn't be, don't put yourself up as a fake guru, but find somebody who you can maybe help spread the knowledge.